But I have several, about three different places I want to read in the Bible. 1 Kings chapter 19 and 2 Kings chapter number 2 and Hebrews chapter number 4 and drop a little thought with it. We can understand. I said two or three nights I have sat and read, plumb through the book of Matthew and some more different thoughts I've read. But if we'll read the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, we can see exactly where we are. The things that's going to come to pass, he said will come to pass, they're going to come to pass.
Amen.
And I'm not going to put them. A lot of people put this year, this over here. I'm going to leave it right where it is and let God say what He wants. Say it and leave it there. But we know, and John's writing, he said that, speak about that Antichrist spirit to come, where he said, whereof is already at work in the world. And if you'll stop and think just a minute, that Antichrist spirit was in the Garden of Eden. That Antichrist spirit is a spirit that denies Christ. What did the devil do? He denied the Word of God. First thing in the Garden of Eden. And I'm fixing to make myself real good and popular with this modern generation of all these books that they write and they call them Bibles. That ain't anything in the world but a spirit of Antichrist, because they're changing the Word of God. I listened a while ago this evening of a CD that I preached up at camp meeting in 2010, and I asked my wife, how in the world did they let me stay in that building and preach in such a way as a preacher? But people just can't stand preaching today as they could 10 years ago.
Amen.
5 years ago, just can't stand it. I mean, we say we love it, but when you get down to where we're living, we sure will change our attitude. But I got a little thought on my mind. I'm going to read in 1 Kings chapter number 19. This is where Elijah went out and anointed Elisha to be a prophet, and he is dead. Verse 19, chapter 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. He left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. And he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. And in 2 Kings chapter number 2, I'll be reading quite lengthy here, but just to kind of get the thought with us. Verse number 1, and it came to pass, when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the sons of the prophets that were in Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho, and the sons of the prophets that were in Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered and said, I know it. Behold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they went on. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took the mantle and wrapped it together and smote the water, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee, but if not, it shall not be so. And it come to pass, as they went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and departed them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and said, my father, the chariot of Israel, the horseman thereof, and he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the banks of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? When he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. Now, I'm not going to take this as my text, but I want you to look right there in verse 14, and he said, where is the Lord God of Elisha? And sometimes I'm going to preach on it one of these days, where are the Elijahs of God. Amen. Amen. Where are the Elijahs of God? But that's not what I'm going to preach on tonight. And Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse 14 and through verse 16, he said, see then that ye have a high priest that is passed into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast at our profession, for we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Now you listen to what the Bible said. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. I bless your heart. I'd like to preach tonight, if God be in my helper, just for a few minutes on we have a need. We have a need. I know we're living in a day when everybody thinks they've got everything right at their fingertips, everything just like they need it. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. You can read back over there where Elijah went over and anointed Elisha. And you read that out and study it. It was some 10 years after that before Elijah left out of here and Elisha took his place. I think sometimes we get in trouble when we try to ram the Word of God together like I've anointed him today and tomorrow he stepped in. But they were 10 years between the time that Elijah smote Elisha with a mantle, amen, and he burned his bridges behind him, amen. Thank God he knowed when he left how to go with Elijah. He knowed done he wasn't coming back that way again. Amen. The Bible said he was out in the field of plowing oxen, and he had the 12th yoke out there plowing. So therefore when Elijah anointed him, he said, let me go home and kiss my father and mother goodbye and I'll go with you. And he asked him, said, what have I got to do with you? In other words, why do you want to go with me? Why, I want to wait. I ain't after you. I'm just doing what God said. Amen. He anointed him. Thanks be unto God. For 10 years he followed Elijah around before he asked him for a double portion of that spirit. Now you know as well as I do, and you think in your mind for the last 10 years how things has changed in your life, in the community where you live, in our churches, how it's changed. Amen. How things changed. I got worse and worse. During them 10 years, that Elisha, I followed Elijah around, and he knew he was going to have something, how to stand in them evil days, when Elijah left out of here. You hear me? It's going to take something in the day we're in to stand. You just wait another year or maybe two and we're going to wish we had more than a double portion.
Amen.
Amen. He could see things are waxing worse and worse over them 10 years as ago. Amen. Done. I could see over the last 10 years how things have changed. I said that message that I preached, I said that for a purpose. I preached it in 2010 in the October meeting. Amen. You talking about that? Hey, God, I got down to where the Lord got me down to where the rubber met the road at two nights. I preached a series of messages. Amen. One day and another the next. It was two nights that I did not sleep. I rolled a bed praying, asking God to take the thought come out of my mind to where I wouldn't have to preach any such way. Instead of that, amen, he just give it to me stronger. He told me one night while I was laying there, I could hear his voice just as audible in my ears as you hear in mine. He said, somebody's got to do it. It might as well be you. Amen. I'll tell you, in that 6 years, I can see things has waxed worse and worse. How you could go then from church to church. How you could preach on the old time way. Amen. Of repentance. Of the new birth. I've been born again. I letting God change your nature. Over them 6 years. How most of our churches, if you go in and preach repentance now, amen, they throw you out. Amen. I was talking to Ronnie Jones this evening. He just been to Wisconsin. Away one to other. And preached in a church. Where they had the way he talked. How this modern soul winning stuff. Where you take them in the back room. And just counsel them. I get them to repeat a few verses
is a scripture after me. And he preached. You know how Ronnie Jones preached. He preached on repentance. Amen. I said he got through. He turned it to the pastor. I went back in the foyer. I to get a drink of water. I said, there's a young man about 40-something year old. I sitting on the back bench. Come in the foyer just to cry. And said, I don't think I've ever been saved. I said, while the meeting was, the pastor was taking care of the meeting, he was out in the parking lot. Thank God, Brother Jones. I'm down a praying with him right in the middle out of the parking lot. I mean, that's a getting bad. When you cannot preach repentance anymore in the house of God. God said, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Amen. He said that repentance and remission of sin I'll be preached in His name. Nowhere in there will you find where He said counsel them. He said preach to them.
Amen.
Then he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Preacher, are you preaching that baptism save? I said the Bible said he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You better believe I'm preaching baptism. But I ain't preaching water for the remission of sin. I'm preaching the blood for the remission of sin. The Bible said it's not. The putting away the filthiness of the flesh. But it's an answer of a clear conscience. The Lord God, you know how your conscience I'll get clear before God if you're a sinner is to repent and be baptized and you've got a clear conscience out of Lord God. You are showing the world that you took your place with Christ on Calvary. I was buried and rose again out of walking newness of life. But in them 10 years I'm sure that Elisha saw a lot of change.
Amen.
But I'm glad we have a high priest that we can go to, the Bible says. Amen. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Amen. I like that, don't you? That is passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with our feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I'm glad we've got somebody sitting on the right hand of the Father. Amen. Jason has been through what I've been through. Amen. I hear the man, I believe it's on that CD. Amen. I disagree with him in one sense of ways. One sense of ways I don't. He said Jesus could not sin. God, but I'll say this much, Jesus couldn't sin, but Jesus could have sinned, amen, thank God he was a fleshly man done, just like we are, but God bless your heart, what he done, he submitted himself unto the Father, and the Father, amen, when he got down so low, he sent angels down, to minister to him, and strengthen him. And God will do the same thing. We have a need today of the more of the Holy Ghost of God in us. That's something you don't preach on anymore. Has the Holy Ghost. Amen. Bless your wholeness. Amen. But he's still in this Bible. He said, without my Without Him, you're none of mine. He said, by one Spirit are you baptized into the Christ. That is the Holy Ghost. Amen. But you see this cup of water right here. Amen. It's got water in it. But it's not full. Amen. When you got born again, you was born to the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to tell you something. You was not full of it. Your body would not have stood if God had opened up the windows of heaven and poured all the Holy Ghost on you at one time. It would have killed you graveyard dead. Hey man, that's the reason why I believe that God had Elisha to follow Elijah. Out of them 10 years, I was to go to school. I to get him prepared for what was on out there ahead of him. Hey man, he's seen. Thank God you read in between them two readings. And you'll find where Elijah I've got into some rough places and got in some trouble with some men. And Elisha was standing there seeing what was going on. Amen. I bless your heart. I believe the thought run through his mind. If I'm going to have to take his place, I'm going to have more than what I've got. Amen. I'll say if we stand in the day we're in today, we're going to have more than what we've got.
Amen.
I wished I felt good. I just almost feel like preaching. Amen. Amen. I got to notice in reading this, Don. They know Elijah was fixing to be taken up. Because every time they say, Elijah tell him to stay here, some of the prophets come to him and say, hey, don't you know your master's going to be taken up? It wasn't done in the dark. Amen. It was scattered everywhere. He said, I know it, but you hold your peace. You just be quiet and leave that to me. Amen. I don't know how many days there was in that, but there were about 3 different times he run into that. Amen. He just would not leave. You know what would help us if we'd get to that throne of grace? Amen. I'd get on our face before God and say, God, I've not got what I need. I need more of the Spirit of God in me. I believe if we'll stay there and agonize with God, I believe God would grant our wish. I believe God would strengthen us. Amen. And these latter days, they're not going to be many. You can mark her down. These so-called big revivals we got, I hear the one up in North Carolina. Well, I mean, one man told me that he pulled it up on a computer seat and said, man, I never seen such a crowd in all my life. I said, did you see it all? He said, no. He said, man, they were shouting. They was running aisles. They was doing everything. I said, did they show that man up there with his little bikini on, a weightlifting, drawing people's attention? He said, no, I didn't see that. Amen. What that is, how to get the crowd in. If you're not interested in your soul, you just as might as well how to stay at the house and forget about it. If you're not here out for the purpose how to get help from God, you're wasting your time. Amen. All I've got to offer is God and the blessed book.
Amen.
Yes. I told Oscar the other day, he's here, I'd tell him again. After I preached the other Sunday night, met him right back at the door. I said, now when I get to where I'm preaching too hard, you just point towards the door and I'll leave. He said, I wouldn't care if you preached every Sunday. We need some help in the day we're in.
Yeah, we do, man.
Elisha knew. I'm going to get on further, Mick. Elisha knew when he seen what Elijah was a-facing. You read in there the things that Elijah went through between the time that he anointed Elisha and he was taken out. He faced some hard and rough times. But Elisha was a-watching him. And God was a-strengthening him to where he could keep on a-going.
Amen.
And Elisha said, now if he can, and you hear him now, let me use my imagination, I can't use yours. Thank God, but I'm just picture him now. I'm seeing what that man's going through. I don't know whether I can stand it or not. Amen. He probably meditate through his mind. Amen. Boy, I need more of what he's got. I've been a maybe. Holy Ghost revealed it unto Elijah. I said, you asked of him what he wants. Amen. He asked him, said, what do you want? Thank God. He said, I want a double portion. Thank God of that spirit that's upon you. You know what I'd like to have? I'd like to have a double portion. How the saints start naming the preachers like Joel Fugit, Harry Mack Mickens, amen, Irvin Green, and a lot of other old preachers, amen, that y'all know that I don't even know. I would like to have a double portion of what they had. And I believe I can give you if I'll just, amen, stay with the book, Jason, and pray to God. I believe He'll give it to me. You asked a hard thing. But if you see me taken up, you can get it.
Amen.
But if you go wandering off down through the world after the things of the world, get out of my sight. When I'm gone and I'm taken out and you don't see it, you're going to be left empty. I said he's single. He just about singled his eyes on Elijah. Here come that fiery chart, chariot and the horses, and Elijah left out of here. Amen. Thanks be unto God, the mantle fell back on the ground. He reached down, picked up that mantle. Amen. I'm not doing this to be braggadocious. I'm not doing this to boast. I feel like a little wimp. I'd even try to stand and preach. But I had a person to come to me one time and tell me that when Joe Willie Fugit passed away, he said that mantle that was on him, I fell on you. Amen. I'm not bragging. I don't feel like even I've been able to shine his shoes if he's here. Amen. But I'll tell you, we need it today. We need more of God in us than we've ever had.
Amen. Yes.
He got a double portion. Went back down out of that mantle. Hit that water and it divided just like it did with Elijah.
Amen.
And if you'll study your Bible, every miracle that Elijah done from the time he's first named in the Bible till he left, for every one that Elijah done, Elisha done too. Elijah raised a dead person. Elisha raised two. He raised one here and another when they throwed him in the ground on the bone, he rose up.
Amen.
However, miracle that Elijah done, Elisha done two of them. He got a double portion. Now let's get down to us. He said, here we have a high priest. Amen. Which, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need. Now every one of you will agree that we are in a time of need.
Amen.
God told the disciples in Acts, He said, go and tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. Come on. We're wanting to have every which way you turn, you hear sayings, you hear of entertainment, you hear of everything in this world going on in churches today except just plain old seeking God. You mind if I get plain right there? Most of these so-called singers that come in on the bus, hey man, they got beer in the bus. Hey man, some of them have been married 3 or 4 times. Everything else are going on. Get in here and try to entertain us. I'll tell you what. Hey man, I'd rather hear this little crowd. I sang right here. Hey man, is the greatest quartet that ever was that I don't know anything about. And them that I do know something about, I don't want to mess with them. I bless your heart. It's time that we got. Ain't God serious with God again?
Amen. Help us, Lord.
Do you know, just a few years back, the Assemblies of God had a meeting. I guess what you would call a camp meeting. And guess who they got for a song director in the Assembly of God meeting? Willie Nelson. I would like to have been one of the preachers on the agenda that time. Such stuff is that right there. Hey, man. God bless your heart. We need. And the Bible teaches us about the discerning of spirits. That's something we need. Some of them want the gift of laying on of hands. Some of them want other kinds of gifts. And I'm not mocking them. They're in the book. But we do need enough power in us. A discerned spirit in people. You know how to discern it? By this blessed book. Amen. Try it with a book and see if it fits the book.
Amen.
But he said, you stay right here till you be endued with power from on high. Then there come a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. A preacher, you a holiness preacher, trying my best to be. Not to climb with a shingle over the door. I mean holiness preacher. I preach holiness, clean living. Amen. Hey, will the sound come from heaven as a mighty, rushing wind, and filled all the room where they were sitting. And the Bible said they began to speak with other tongues and the Spirit give utterance. Now, preacher, you going to preach we got to speak in tongues? I say we need a Bible for the one we've already got. Amen. Amen. If you'll study that book out on them tongues, I'll preach this in the Holy Church. Amen. I ain't a bit scared to. Amen. It was God said, with men of other tongues, how will I speak to you, and you will not listen. Amen. The tongues was for a sign to the Jews, as the Gentile world had been accepted in. That's all it was for. After that, you'll find where they ceased. I bless your heart. Amen. They done signs. Went out and preached the Word of God. I've heard people knock old Peter, just crumple him in the ground. Because he denied the Lord. You know when Peter denied the Lord what Peter was? He was just Peter.
Amen.
He didn't have no Holy Ghost.
Right. Amen.
He was just Peter.
Amen.
But after the day of Pentecost, you remember what Jesus told him one time? Who do men say that I am? Said, now some say thou art the Christ, some say thou art John the Baptist, son. Others say Elias. He said, but whom do you say that I am? He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven, has given you a vision that I am the Christ.
Yes, amen.
But you notice what he told him? I give unto you the keys to the kingdom. You ever study about the key? Who was the first man in the book of Acts that preached and opened up the kingdom?
Peter.
You know what that key was? The gospel. He stood up and preached Christ in Acts chapter number 2. Amen to them people. I bless your heart, this Christ whom you took out and crucified. God has made him both Lord and Christ. I mean, you know the sermon that he preached. And 3,000 souls was added unto the church. He had the key. He opened it. And God called them in. And nobody have to take them back and counsel them. Amen. Our brother, the Holy Ghost, I'll do the counseling. Holy Ghost, I'll do the talking. Holy Ghost, I'll do the drawing.
Amen.
I guess I can preach here like I did up there, can't I? Did do it. Amen. I bless your heart. We're taking it upon ourselves today to take it out of the hands of God. We've got this modern people of door go around the screen door. Me and Ronnie Jones were preaching on this this evening. I said, we've got this modern crowd go around knocking on doors, get them to come to the screen door with a can of beer in their hand. Hey, man, and you get them read that, take them down the Roman road, and they'll agree with you, nod their head, and when you turn around and walk off, they'll keep drinking their beer, do it just like they always done. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. If God gets in a sinner's heart, he ain't worried about beer. He ain't worried about liquor. He ain't worried about one thing, Taylor, and that's going to hell. I've been there. I know what it's about. I know what called me. It was God who called me and led me to repentance.
Amen.
But me and Brother Jones was talking about that today. He said, we took it to where, get them in a church and get them in here. We take it out of the hands of God. We'll do it, God, from here. Now, I'm going to tell you what God took my toe, Brother Jones. I said, God said, go into highways and hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be full. He didn't say, get them make a profession. He means everywhere you go, you talk to people, you invite them to the house of God. If you feel like testifying to it, testify to them what God's done for you.
Right.
But he said, you invite them in that my house may be full. And when they come through that door and sit down on this pew, hey man, you've done your duty. It's left up to the preacher to preach. I give the Holy Ghost to work. Amen. And God, it's not for me to read or pet or do anything else. It's God's job. I believe that. Jason, God that's able to call is able to save. I believe a God that's able to save is able to keep me. If I walk out the door, if I submit my ways unto Him, I believe He's able to keep it.
Amen.
We need more than what we got.
Amen.
You'll find where they preached and they beat them. I got another one right there in Acts chapter 2 I won't preach. Ain't going to be too long off. Might not be too good. Amen. I bless your heart. Amen. We just need. You'll find where they preach, they heal that young man laying outside the gate, which is called Beautiful. You'll find them where they got mad at Peter and John, you'll find where they whooped them. Amen. They didn't get down and say, Peter didn't say, John, go get our lawyer. We'll sue this bunch of heathens. That ain't what they said. Bible said they went away rejoicing. Because they was counted worthy. How to be beat for Christ. Amen. Bible said they perceived that they was ignorant and unlearned. But they could tell that they had been with God. Amen. We need more today. We need God's help in the day we're in.
Yes.
They got discouraged. I don't know what the length of time was. I hadn't searched it out. I just searched out that 10 years today in between Elisha's calling and Elijah's leaving. But there was a space of time between whenever they got whooped and beat than when they went to that place to pray again. They probably done a lot of miracles, probably got a lot of patting off. Amen. But they got discouraged, just like, now don't tell me you don't get discouraged. Amen. If you do, you need to come here and pray and repent. Every one of us get discouraged. You look around, what's going on? You can't help it. God bless your heart. But every once in a while, the Lord will come by and lift you up. Amen. Bless your heart. After they've done that, what the Bible says, they went and got in a room with their own people. Ain't God enclosed the door behind them. Acts chapter 4, if you want to read it. And they got down and began to pray. And they said, oh God, you know they're threatening everything they've done to us. I grant thy servants power. Amen, that we might preach the word of God. How with boldness and signs and wonders and miracles be done in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Jesus. And the Bible said, when they got through praying, the place was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost again, and went out and preached the Word of God. They had a need. And that's what I'm trying to get over us. We got a need today. We think that just because I could say 40 years ago I come right here and got forgiveness of my sins, and I did, I could say I got it, that's all there are to it. I was born a little over 73 years ago, and I've been a growing ever since. Whenever I got born again, 40 years ago, I've been growing ever since. You either growing or you're drying up. That man tells on that CD something that's just hard for me to understand. Where he was preaching in a church, and the pastor carried him back to the where they keep the kids. Said, I want to show you something. And said they looked over all the babies in there. And said, the one right over here in that corner, I want you to pay a special attention to that one. Said, when he come back out, said he asked him, said, how old would you say that one back over in the corner was? He told, just a few months maybe. She was over 12 years of age before she was born, had some kind of disease, and never did, they still had to put diapers on her and feed her with a bottle at 12 years of age, and grown more than right when she was a baby. I thought he used that for a good example. We got a lot of folks sitting in the church like that.
Amen.
Got born, still had to put diapers on and feed him with a bottle. Amen. Help us, Lord. But we need, more than anything in this world, we need to get like Elisha was. We need to get, thank God, to this boldness, out to this throne of grace, and stay with it, till we get a double portion of what we got out of fact this sinful world that we're living in today. I'll hush right there. 10 years that he followed Elijah. I don't know how many years they were between their two feelings, months or whatnot. Most people, especially the Pentecostal movement, if you hear this on internet, you Pentecostal folks, most of them think one time's all you need. You need a constant, everyday refilling of the Spirit of God.
Yes, Lord.
You quit asking for it. You quit trying to get it. You see if you don't dry up. See if you don't get to work. I know Jimmy Sue can understand what I'm fixing to say, and I've got to hush. Chris Kitchens, one time several years ago when I was pastoring down here at Black Oak, we was talking. I said, Brother Chris, I said, you can get so sick and feeling so bad that you can't even pray. He looked at me and grinned like you're crazy. Probably 6 months or so after that, his sugar shot up. And they put him in Marshall Medical Center South out there, and I heard him about him being in there. Me and my wife went out there to see him. I believe he ever got married then, had he? But anyhow, his wife, now his girlfriend then, was in there with him. When I went in there, he said, Brother Shaver, he said, you made that statement that you can get so sick that you can't pray. He said, I didn't believe that when you said it. But he said, now I believe it. He got in a blood sugar upside. He said, you see, he couldn't even think of anything for it. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, something. You better study that book while you're young and got your health.
Amen.
I, today, no older than I am and my health going down, I cannot study this Bible like I could 10 years ago. I just can't grasp it. Some reason, I still read it. I still study on it. But I just done, just first sitting down with it. I used to sit down the half of the night, about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, sit there and just read and read. You get older, just... So get it while you're young. You young folks, study that book. So we'll just close out right there and open the altar. If you need to pray, you come pray.